Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Ministries and organizations in Jordan look to bring restoration after the Middle East wars. Then we'll move on to a story about how child sponsorship changed one girl's life and how it can do the same for your family. We'll unpack it for you in just a few moments. But first, ministries in Jordan are preparing for an influx of relocated Palestinians as President Trump's plans for Gaza continue to take shape. The president has threatened to cease aid to Jordan and Egypt if the leaders of those countries don't agree to take in Palestinians. Now, Jordan currently hosts about 2 million Palestinian refugees, whose unique background can muddy the waters of dialogue and decision surrounding them. Here's Samuel with Redemptive Stories, speaking from a ministry standpoint.
We are ready to care for more refugees always. It is kind of part of the DNA of this country. That being said, this is a situation that feels very different than other ones that we've dealt with in the past.
And he remains focused on gospel objectives.
There is various conferences coming up that were planned in order to be able to come together to discuss what organizations could do by going in and helping rebuild and restore everything that has been broken because of the war.
Samuel hopes a forced resettlement won't happen.
To me, it would be a missed opportunity for the gospel if ultimately they're forcibly removed again. And it would create different opportunities for the gospel because God is always working. But ideally, for our region and for the stability of our region, there would be some solution that would allow the Gazans to stay in Gaza.
Find prayer points and more details in the story at our website. Meanwhile, the United Nations reports that the humanitarian situation in Lebanon is perilous due to ongoing military operations, continued displacement, and damage to critical infrastructure. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
14 months of conflicts between Hezbollah and Israel caused so much death and destruction. Sadly, more and more Lebanese families and other citizens who live in Lebanon are asking for food aid.
Nearly 900,000 people have gone back to their neighborhoods in southern Lebanon, but serious challenges remain.
It's easy to destroy a nation. It takes a generation to rebuild what was destroyed in one day.
Winter is the rainy season in Lebanon, and the nights are often cold and wet. Along with food, Heart for Lebanon distributes winter supplies to families in need. Every interaction provides a chance to share the gospel.
We're not investing for today. We're investing for eternity. We are talking to people who might have never heard about Jesus before.
If you want to help provide critical aid, we'll connect you to Heart for Lebanon. And pray for perseverance as believers help families rebuild. Finally, child sponsorship is a great way to connect kids in the West with children overseas. But sometimes key details get lost in the process. Set Free Zipporah Benting says several years ago,
my parents said, oh, we're going to sponsor a child through Set Free, and she's going to be your new sister. And so a week later, when my new sister had not arrived, I was really disappointed. I picked out names and picked out where she was going to sleep.
Disappointment soon gave way to friendship as the pen pal sisters exchanged letters.
We were similar ages, and I had photos of her that I would pray for her every single night.
Then, Zipporah got to meet her pen pal sister in person in 2022.
And it was just like this overwhelming, magical moment that I never thought that I'd be able to have. Our relationship up until that point was just letters.
Today, she's leading Set Free's child sponsorship program, and she's using her experience to encourage fellow believers to give it a try.
It's such a rewarding process. It's more than just a check every month.
Over 400 Set Free kids are waiting for a sponsor today. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Their relationship with Christ is definitely the first and foremost goal of the child sponsorship program, to let them know they're loved, that they have a Heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.